to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our local artist interview. And that was with a station favorite, Chuck's Papas. And I'm joined by Elizabeth and Colette in the studio. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. So tell us all about how this interview with Chuck's Papas went. I heard it was a little different from the norm.
Yeah, so we have not done an in-person interview basically since I've been here. I think it's been since 2020 that we've had an in-person interview.
Right.
So we were finally able to have the opportunity to do a in-person interview. It was really interesting. Had to get a lot of technology figured out, which is not any of our strong suits, but we made it work, and it was super interesting to see how the differences between something that's pre-recorded and something that's like more live. So a lot more editing and worrying about the audio and stuff, but it was super fun.
For sure. And you guys actually got to go to the Castle Theater, right? Where they were performing on Saturday night?
Yeah, it was so cool. Like, they brought us upstairs to this room that was just signed with a bunch of other bands. It was a really cool experience.
Yeah, how was that, like, sitting down with them and actually being, like, face-to-face with the band instead of over a computer screen, over Zoom, is which how we normally do our interviews?
I felt like it was so much more personal, and, like, it kind of felt like more serious, and I really enjoyed that. Like, I really enjoyed what I was doing there and getting to talk to all of them because I think they're very talented, so.
Oh, for sure. Well, without further ado, here is our local artist interview this week with Chuck's Papas right here on New Music Monday. Check it out.
What are your names and your part in the band?
My name is Calvin, and I play bass.
My name is Harrison. I play the guitar.
My name is Marty, and I play the drums.
My name is Ryan. I play guitar.
My name is Ethan. I play the pianos.
Can you guys give us a little recap on your sound and influences since we've already had a basic interview earlier?
Yeah, so we all, like, Harrison's more into the punk stuff. A lot of us like more like indie rock stuff. He also likes indie rock stuff, so it ends up towards indie rock, like Wilco-ish. What's another influence?
The Beatles.
The Beatles, Bob Dylan.
Later Bob Dylan.
The Weaker Thans.
What do you think makes your music unique?
Well, when we started playing, there was kind of like a big lack of bands on campus. We only knew of like two or three. Shout out to Feed the Monkeys for sure. But ever since we started playing, I feel like there's become like a lot of camaraderie on the scene, and like, I don't know, everybody kind of loves each other. So that's really special. I feel like we have really good time like having shows on campus and stuff like that.
Over the past 3 years of being a band, what is your favorite memory?
We also have like a festival every year called Birdfest, which might happen this year. And those, like, that's always really fun.
I saw that you guys released a live version of your EP Float. How did you like recording that? Was it more difficult than doing like an original, or?
Well, so the way we recorded Float was individually. So everyone would go in one at a time and we'd record everything. And so that was the first time as a group, we all had to lock in and play everything right the first time, all at the same time. So at first it was really stressful, but then it ended up being like pretty fun after you get a few takes of it, because you start getting comfortable because we had cameras on us and stuff.
Yes. Also, that's part of the Stumbling Block sessions, which I'll promote a little bit, because we're doing a ton more Stumbling Block sessions right now. We've done with Kangaroo Court, Emily Howe, Harrison, Yo-Yo, The Courts, a bunch of bands are coming through and doing Bum Rush and doing these sort of like live sessions in our basement. It's not at the Stumbling Block, which is a house venue in town, but yeah, pretty cool.
Hey, we're Chuck's Papas, and you're listening to our new song, Old Van, here on 103.3 WZND New Music Monday.
Some things that
$20 just to feel less cute.
As a group, I think your sound and production has improved a lot since your self-titled and your newest EP, and a lot of people in Normal love your music, so I think we're all wondering what the future for Chucks looks like. Should we expect more new music and performances in 2024?
Probably. We're probably going to start taking it real slow after the semester ends, because we're all going to be moving to different places. But we got a couple songs in the tank at the very least that we're excited about and that we're going to put out there and play some real good shows before we all skedaddle.
If you could open for any artist, who would it be?
Ethel Kane.
What does your guys' creative process look like?
So me and Harrison will usually start with an idea. He'll, more often than not, Harrison will want to do it all together and just like come up with something on the spot and sort of like mumble through some lyrics and then write them later, where I like to do it more on my own and like come up with like exactly how it's going to go and then bring it to everybody. And Ethan also played an integral part in the last song.
Yeah, so me and Harrison's creative process is very similar, because I go, okay, I have these chords, but I'm terrible at writing lyrics. Someone needs to put words to this. And so we jam on the chords, and Harrison goes, I'll get back to you on this. And he did, and it's the brand new song, Old Man, by Chuck's Papas.
Where can we find your guys' music?
All streaming platforms.
And available on CD, some of them.
Yeah.
Special thanks to Chuck's Papas for being our local artist interview this week. Colette, Elizabeth, tell me some more points about this interview and what it was like being in person with the band.
It was really awesome. It felt a lot more intimate than a normal interview does, because I feel like I'm talking to them, but I'm not like talking with them. I don't get to like make eye contact over Zoom. So it was super fun to like actually be able to sit in on them, like having like a real conversation, feeling like I'm kind of like hanging out with them.
It's like you're a band member at this
point. And we got like some cool behind the scenes pics, and I was like, ooh, I'm so like,
I felt real special to have those behind the scenes pictures with them, interviewing them. I thought it was awesome, and the whole experience was just great. And that's then getting awesome to see them after too, getting to see them actually perform right after they talked about like all that they do and who they're inspired by. Mm-hmm. It was really awesome.
That is so awesome. I absolutely love that for you guys. I'm glad that you got to have that experience. And